expressed, and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Yes, it's Sunday. Listen to that. Wow. Turn up my headphones here so I can hear myself breathe. Let's see. What do we got today? We've got Sunday, September 1st. It is the 1st of September, 2019. Can you believe it? Wow. Already. Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, another adult moment. The fun never stops. Another day in paradise. Living the dream.
Yeah. But there's no rainbows out there.
Rainbows, lollipops, and sunshine. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all around great gal. I love her to death.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's got a sexy voice, too, doesn't she? Or is it just me?
Sexy.
I'm not saying anything.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
The reason why I run the machines, I don't talk on the air.
Oh, okay. Never mind. And we also have with us, holding over from State of Jefferson, Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get back on there with Chris. It's been a while.
And Red Smith, who's been on the unfunded seventh circle of out of control. You know what?
I'll just leave it as I'm in training now.
He's in training.
Don't ask for what. Don't ask what training.
But I am learning.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, one day I will have my own montage.
Hey, Adrian.
Yo, Sacramento.
Yeah, you know, I went and had a brain scan. Never mind. So, with that said, moving right along, do we have any announcements that we need
to take? Well, we have to remember there is no meeting tomorrow night.
No Patriots meeting.
Meeting tomorrow night, but the bus is still going down on Friday, even though the court case has been changed.
Yeah, gee, who'd have thought? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Again, yeah, there's no concerted effort here to monitor what the state of Jefferson is doing and throw any kind of monkey wrench in there that they possibly can throw, right?
I mean, should have known it was coming.
Is that a pregnant pause or was it just me?
But they're still going to do a rally down there. We are.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be there.
We will be there.
And you need to show up because if you don't show up, come on, you don't care? Don't care about our Second Amendment rights in relation to our ability to defend ourselves, even though they smear it up with all kinds of other crap like, hunting and fishing and vacations and similar trips.
You should only be allowed to own a musket because that's when it was written.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
What?
Was that like a machine gun musket?
I don't know. Does that mean I get a 12-pounder?
That's it. Hey, I want heavy artillery. Mm-hmm. So, it's just so stupid. You hear all this crap. And, in the last program when Mark Baird was talking about, I wonder why they're going after our Second Amendment and none of the other ones, as much. Because if you want to take over and subjugate a people so they can't fight back, disarm them.
and the rest will follow in place.
And of course, it's like, yeah, it's going to make everything so much better when we can't defend ourselves, because then the only ones that'll have guns are criminals and the government, which I thought kind of was the same thing. And so that way, everybody will be happy and we'll live in utopia and we'll all get to contemplate our navels.
No, that's actually not how that works at all.
No.
No?
Really?
No.
Gosh, maybe I need to take some more of those magic pills.
Maybe.
I'm not going to. Got magic pills, do you?
Although I could make the argument that those magic pills may turn you into a mass shooter.
Either that or I'm going to grow a beanstalk out my butt.
I don't know with that one.
Just saying.
I didn't know that was an option, but okay.
I think we'll let that one go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I didn't take those magic beans.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're getting the eye. She's making sure we're good with our words. Yep.
With ninja-like precision, yeah. She moves into her flying crane stance.
And then on announcements, I want to remind everybody, Pisano Days are coming September 13th and 14th. On the 13th, it's there from 5 to 10 p.m. And on the 14th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I was just informed the grand prize that they're giving out is like 30 different restaurants and bars and everything. So you could like eat and drink for quite a while. So you might want to go down there and buy some tickets at least and watch some bocce ball and
Atsamata for you.
So there you go.
Hey, just don't eat the beans.
Don't eat the beans.
Yeah, don't eat the
beans.
There
shouldn't be any beans there, but I don't know.
Magic or otherwise.
Don't eat the mushrooms either.
Yeah, you got to have beans. You got to have a good minestrone.
Yeah, you know. Oh, gosh. Moving right along. Darth Bader Ginsburg is still alive.
Right.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Are we sure she's still alive?
I don't know. Maybe they went in there and plugged her into a pack of fetuses and refreshed the blood and sent her back out. I don't know.
Weekend at Ginsburg could be delayed.
It just won't die.
Either that or she's like a Muppet.
It could be. She's just a skin puppet up there.
She's a skin puppet. She's up there.
Maybe she went to the taxidermist.
I just want cookie. Give me cookie. I stay alive more for a year. They are so desperate to keep her in office.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure that woman's remembered her own name for the last 10 years.
Yeah. I mean,
they wouldn't lie about anything with her. I mean, come on now.
I just want to make sure we have a baseball team that's professional.
Exactly. What would you do without the Giants?
Oh, what a world. What a world. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like, oh, who'd think that little girl with all her would destroy all my lovely wickedness?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a bunch of stuff that we need to talk about this week.
It's been a busy one.
It always is. It seems
stop. It just kind of goes faster, I think.
Never ends. We got to do the Joe Biden gaffe of the week.
How can you pick just one?
Well, this one was especially juicy.
I'm leaving that. God.
I mean, it's like the guy's up there telling the war story, how he flew in on a helicopter and the Munster, enemy fire. Or was it enemy? I think it was enemy. Oh, yeah. And because of the enemy fire, we were dodging bullets while I pinned a silver star on Corporal Audie Murphy. And
isn't this kind of the same storyline we heard before from Hillary?
Oh,
when they were taking sniper fire in Bosnia.
Yeah, I mean, is it kind of the same narrative
going
there?
Where was the sniper in the bouquet of flowers the little girl was handing you?
Yeah.
I mean,
I took three pot shots to the helmet. Luckily, I survived because it only creased my skull. That's like,
oh, wait, that was me shooting Vince Foster. Got it confused.
Oh, boy.
That was the suicide watch.
Well,
suicide the minute he messed with the Clintons.
Oh, boy. I just, you can't make this crap up. It just goes on and on and on. But there is a gem here. If you haven't listened, I'm not going to play the Biden gaffe because it's like you can't make it up. It's just complete BS.
Just Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe. Yeah. He just now he they're no longer gaffes. They're just outright lies. He's just a storyteller. That's the thing.
Yeah. There I was. Kerry was my door gunner. McCain was flying.
Han Solo was at the helm, along with Chewbacca. And, you know, Carrie Fisher was in the back with Mark Hamill.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they were using the Force. I mean, you can't make this crap up. But here's what we got to play this first. This is a CBS.
Right, we have to go to a break
the
first.
Sirens,
come on.
The sirens go off outside, and we get the magic two-finger to the wrist over here on the right side.
Next, she's going to be, like, doing the slap motion in there, you know?
Better than just the middle finger.
Oh.
Ooh. Whoa. Ooh, getting feisty.
I don't know if everybody heard that.
I don't know. She's going to hit the button on herself.
Oh.
That's okay.
The middle finger.
We know all about
that.
Ted Nugent told us all about
the middle finger.
Well, I guess we better go too. We're going to get the middle finger and more than defiance.
You are listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
Well.
Okay. Okay. That's a little old Fleetwood Mac there, in case you didn't know. That's right. Fleetwood Mac before they were Fleetwood Mac.
They're just Mac?
They were just, I think they were Mac. Yeah.
Just Mac.
Like Mac Daddy.
There you go.
Something like that.
Not quite Mac Daddy. No, that's on the other side of the hill.
Well, when they talked about putting the Mac hand down, that's what they're talking about. Wow. All right, so here is the mainstream media take on Uncle Joe's gaffes. You know, creepy Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow. Never mind.
He doesn't move slow.
Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can get this to play.
You're in South Carolina, I should mention, for a town hall for former Vice President Joe Biden. You know, while you've been following him, I'm curious, have you asked voters about the gaffes that people keep mentioning over and over again? I'm curious what they may have told you.
Absolutely. We have been asking voters at various events that we've been following Biden at throughout the course of his South Carolina swing about these gaffes. Do they matter? Do they cause them to kind of reevaluate his campaign? And almost every voter that we've talked to here has said no, that that doesn't make a difference, that it all actually makes him a little more human. I talked to one voter yesterday who said that, you know, Biden was born with a foot in his mouth, and it's not that surprising that he's...
So maybe we need to put a foot someplace else because, okay.
Let's elect a president that's known for constantly putting his foot in his mouth.
And can't remember where he's at and where he's been. You know, first he says, oh, Vermont looks great, except he's in New Hampshire. And, you know, I mean.
Isn't that one of their biggest things about Trump is they constantly accuse him of putting his foot in his mouth? But when it's Uncle Joe, it just makes him more
human. Doesn't matter. We polled three people at a Democratic convention, and it was unanimous.
We asked his top three contributors, and they said they didn't care.
Okay, so a little more of this.
Continuing to make these gaffes, it's kind of who he is. I talked to another voter today who said that he isn't even thinking about supporting another candidate.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Thinking.
Let's see.
Okay, it's
can't remember where he's at. He doesn't know Obama's name the other day. Can't remember who his boss is. He lies constantly. Yeah, that's our guy.
Yeah.
He has a lot of characters.
He's
flaws.
Not thinking. He can't think.
He's
Orange man bad.
Yeah.
Orange bad man.
Yeah, a balding
bad man.
Balding creepy.
Bad man.
Balding creepy guy good.
Yeah.
Must have cake. Okay. So, enough of that. Now, what I want to do is, this was brilliant. Okay, this is Mark Stein on Tucker Carlson talking about the long story that Uncle Joe weaved the other day about his being, you know, a war hero, you know, being a war hero's hero.
Yeah.
And so this is actually...
Liar!
This is really funny. And if you missed this, you got to listen to this because Mark Stein's brilliant here. Okay, here we go.
Well, to be fair, Tucker, this is the old Biden back. The recent Biden of this campaign, the stumbling, bumbling, mumbling guy who can't remember the name of Barack Obama, that's an embarrassment. He stumbles, he trips on three-syllable words like Democrat. Democrat sticks in my throat, too, but it shouldn't stick in the guy who's supposedly going to be the nominee. But this is classic Biden. This is Biden at top form where he does this vivid, coherent, brilliant narrative in which not a single detail is correct. So he just stands up and he goes, you know, it's 20 minutes before dawn on D-Day, and this nine-star general says to me, Mr. President, it's too dangerous for you to go in there. But I say, the Minutemen are taking on the Bengal Lancers. So I flew in on a glider from Diego Garcia, and we came under heavy fire from a group of whirling dervishes holed up in Bridget Bardot's apartment outside Euro Disney. And I said to them, I'm the first Biden in 1,000 years to go to college, so I know what it's like to be the best of the best. This was classic Joe Biden. He's back. His mojo has returned. His mojo knows what state it's in.
I just killed myself. I don't
know. No, If you haven't heard that, you gotta like that. I
mean, oh.
The whirling dervish. The whirling dervish.
The Bengal Lancers, is he?
Yeah, well, he's from Bridget Bardot's apartment.
Wow. Still more believable than the actual story he told.
True to form. I'm creepy Uncle Joe. You know, so that's our Biden gaffe of the week.
It just makes him more lovable.
Yeah, he's just...
Yes,
he's,
that makes him more human.
Yeah, he's one of us. Or is he one? Oh, yeah. Hmm.
One of them.
Never mind.
One of them.
One of these.
One of... Yeah, one of those.
One of those.
Maybe
yes,
he's one of those. One of those. I'm not sure. Okay, so... Next.
But I understand he's handing out free mammary gland inspections for breast cancer at his rallies.
Oh,
now. Memory, doing them personally. He cares that much.
Mammary gland inspections?
Mammary glands.
Oh, mammary.
Mammary gland.
Mammary. A mammary gland. See, I thought he was doing memory gland inspections.
Well, they'd be in trouble then.
He's single-handedly attempting to stop the scourge of breast cancer by personally inspecting every breast that he can.
Oh. Or massaging their scalp, just in case there's a memory.
Male and female.
Yes.
Just saying.
Uncle Joe's getting creepier by the second.
It just makes him more lovable.
Yeah, just ask all the little curls that he likes to grope during these presentations.
Right.
Yeah, so, Now, what I got to do is we got to shift
gears.
Maybe
if you wouldn't let him near your daughter, you shouldn't vote for him for president.
Oh, okay. Well, we got 3 minutes.
Let him near anything.
We got 3 minutes to the next break. So what we want to do is shift gears and make fun of Marianne Williamson, who's dropped out of the race.
Oh, the peace and love candidate?
Yeah, but what I want to do is I want to take this as an illustration of how you can twist the facts to the point of stupidity. And the fact that anybody actually believes it is you got to be there's a couple of neurons missing, you know, there's a couple of brain cells that aren't touching or something, you know. You're,
in some people's cases it may be chromosomes.
You're not getting contact with
never received them,
you know, for the circuit is broken. the electrical field is not operating, you know.
Too many birds on the antenna. All them dogs.
There's a capacitor that just shorted out. A resistor that is no longer operational. A
few beers short of a six pack.
That could be too.
Yeah.
So we want
to. The lights don't come on.
The lights don't come on. The elevator doesn't go to the top of the shaft. The one oar in the water. Not dealing with a full deck. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
I think we got.
Oh, there's a few out there, but yeah.
Yeah.
But you get where we're going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. So, you know, this thing...
Empty space.
There's a bunch of them starting to drop out. I think that we should just go all the way to the presidential primaries with, 35 candidates. And then, you know, maybe what we can do is we can play, you know... Remember Smear the Queer game where you throw the ball out on the field? I know that was politically incorrect.
Yes, it was.
I really don't care anymore.
I don't know, but that could go completely across the board. Queer. I mean, actually, yeah. It can encompass everybody.
Change the game to make light, safe contact with the genderly neutral person in the middle.
That doesn't know who they are.
Yes.
There's only two genders. There's no neutral. There's no this. There's no that. You either.
I'm now officially triggered.
Let's say.
I will seek my safe space.
Yeah.
Until such time.
Do not get my space.
I want cheese, okay? Give me some freaking cheese. So, okay. I guess we got to go to break.
Oh, do we? If you want to call in and have a question, comment, or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
It, baby, love don't live around here much lately. Times are hard and hearts break like the bank. Oh, yes, they do. Lots of reasons just to give it on up. Leave your soul on the shelf, collecting dust. Live in a world of broken promises and empty tanks. Oh, but look at us. Look at us with a big it feels. Don't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Go for a truck with a dog in the back. Now, hey, we live.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Baby Israel Stinson died when removed from life support against parental wishes, even with Pacific Justice Institute assisting the family. Well, PGI has continued efforts to reinforce parental rights, despite a Sacramento federal judge saying parents have no standing in such cases.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at PJI.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
I can't let go of Joe. Okay, so here's Joe in talking to Dream. You know, he's saying in North Carolina that dreamers become Americans before Americans become Americans. He's serious. He says, and these kids come here who come and they end up doing well. They become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans. And there was an awkward laugh out of the audience, and Joe pushed back. No, I'm serious. Dreamers become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans. I'm sure children of illegal immigrants are more American than you.
Wow. I like tater tots. Can I have tater tots too? More gruel, no?
Nope, not a single straw logic in that argument.
Well, okay, but really, and going on to the next segment here, how does anybody buy this crap? This is total garbage. This is total freaking, swamp thing soup.
You're not Americans, and I want you to vote for me.
Yeah, let's give all your stuff to illegal aliens because they're more American than you are.
Yeah, you're not good enough to be an American.
And you're not smart enough.
That's why you should vote for me.
And nobody likes you.
You're a scumbag.
It's Stuart Smelly. Yeah. So.
Yet another big supporter of breast cancer awareness.
I remember that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, I think she needs a spot check. Yeah. She's asleep. That's the only time I'm going to get near those things. Well, with that said, creepy Uncle Joe, let's go to the Democratic debate, one of the Democratic debates, and let's talk about the theme here is that these guys are so full of crap, their eyes are brown, but they twist the truth. They twist the truth. So they, you know, the best lies are ones that have truth in them.
I actually thought it was a Comedy Central roast of the Democrat Party. I got confused.
Yeah, starring Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, we might have to get up. I've got some Dave Chappelle stuff, man. I'll tell you what, he's starting to fire back. He's not one of the boys. So he's catching a lot of flack because he's actually telling the truth. He was talking about Juicy Smollett. I saw this thing. Did you see that? Juicy Smollett.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, Juicy Smollett, not only is he gay and black, he's French. Yeah. Yeah, he's attacked in Chicago by white men wearing MAGA hats. Where's Kanye West? Anyway, so let's listen. And I'm going to, you know, listen to this debate. Here's Marianne Williamson, our favorite Democratic soothsayer.
Yeah. The peace and love candidate.
Yes.
She believes we should use troops to protect feminism in Afghanistan.
Refugee from Woodstock. So, we're going to stop when we find something we want to talk about. And here we go.
This is a question for you. Excuse me. I'm addressing the question, Ms. Williamson. We've been talking a lot about access to health insurance, but for many Americans, their most pressing concern is the high cost of health care. How would you lower the cost of prescription drugs?
Well, first of all, the government should never have made the deal with the big pharma that they couldn't negotiate. That was just part of the regular corruption by which multinational corporations have their way with us.
Okay, let's stop right there. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes! Yes! She's
absolutely.
Absolutely true! But then what's the answer? Give the government more power to collude with the multinational corporations.
And now you know what the problem I have with Bernie people. We sit there and talk all day about the problems and agree. Till we get to the solution.
Till we get to the solution. The solution is hand all your money to the government so they can take care of you again.
They know better.
With integrity and honesty like they have in the past.
Yeah. Well, where did that conversation just take a 90-degree left turn?
So they take the truth, and then they twist it and bend it into something, and it morphs into, we need more government. Give us all your money, you lousy, white, conservative, racist haters.
Guilty. Guilty.
Off with his head.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them. Okay, so let's go on.
You know, I want to say that while I agree with, I'm with Senator Bennett and others, but I agree with almost everything here. I'll tell you one thing. It's really nice that we got all these plans, but if you think we're going to beat Donald Trump by just having all these plans, you've got another thing coming.
Wait a minute. Their plan got passed, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have all these plans. Well, remember they had the plan. The plan was passed. The plan was you get to keep your doctors. You get to keep your health insurance. It will lower the cost of your medical insurance by $2,500 a year. Everybody wins. This is going to be great. Only
and
it totally
liar.
Sucked.
And to get it passed, they even admitted they had to rely on the stupidity of the American voter.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Grundich?
We knew we'd get it passed, even though it sucked. Because Americans are dumb.
Because they're dumb, and we have to lie to them to take care of them, just like our cattle.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's really eye opening here? She's in agreement with them. They're all in agreement.
Yes.
They're all in agreement. We all need to take over your health care, and so everything's going to be okay.
If they didn't believe in the stupidity of the American people.
The same guys that are colluding with multinational corporations.
They had a plan
to charge you more and skin you of everything while delivering less. Less comprehensive health care.
Less for more.
Yeah. Wow, what a great idea.
Because he didn't win by saying he had a plan. He won by simply saying, make America great again. We've got to get deeper than just these superficial fixes, as important as they are. Even if we're just talking about the superficial fixes, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so if we don't need a superficial fix, we need
a superficial.
We need a complete reversal of our constitutional freedoms into some sort of a Marxist utopian land of unicorns and rainbows and lollipops.
That's called single payer.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that working out for the Veterans Administration?
Yeah, VA healthcare ain't that grand, is it?
Yeah, no. Kind of sucks. Yeah. Oh, but it's the best. Canada, they're the socialist utopian that has to keep sending guys over here because you got to be put on a waiting list for 6 months before you get treatment. Or, you know, the death panel comes in and says, hey, that guy's getting kind of old. Maybe we should just kind of, like, forget
just
about
cut
it.
Him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just cut
him. Here's the blue pill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they took the red pill.
That could have been the red.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a case up in Canada where the universal health care said that they would pay for the guy's euthanasia, but not his cancer treatment.
Well, it's easier to snuff somebody than it is to actually
much
take care
cheaper.
Of them.
Yes. Yay, universal health care. Yeah. We'll pay to kill
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to pay to treat you.
We'll make a box of cereal out of
you're
you.
You're a burden on society,
we'll
sir.
We'll call it Soylent.
Such a great thing.
We'll call, it, yeah. We'll call it the Soylent Green Deal.
Yeah. Jump in here into the Soylent Green Factory, and you're good to go.
Okay,
yeah.
So moving on. Okay, here we go.
We don't have a health care system in the United States. We have a sickness care system in the United States. We just wait till somebody gets sick, and then we talk about who's going to pay for the treatment and how they're going to be treated. What we need to talk about is why so many Americans have unnecessary chronic illnesses, so many more compared to other countries. And that's
true.
Yeah, that is true.
True. Oh, and
yeah, definitely true.
And nobody has a plan except let's hand over all the controls to the government because they have our best interest in mind always, just like they have been doing for the last 30, 40 years since we started.
Just put your life in their hands and they'll get it figured out why
because
there's such a problem.
Big Pharma has
and
all the
answers.
If they
get it wrong, you won't be alive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What's the problem? No, yeah, it's okay.
Shut up and take your pills.
We'll just do it like Logan's Run. When the light goes off, you're done.
Or what was the other one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? You know, where he was like had to keep going and running.
Running Man.
Running Man.
The Running Man.
That's how we'll do healthcare
now. We'll
turn
it into a game show.
That's right. We'll have healthcare by can you make it outside the perimeters?
Oh, she's got the Cadillac plan.
If you make it there, you get to take the pill that's waiting on the other side, and you live. Otherwise, hey.
If you can make it outside the fence,
head for the cereal box machine.
If you can get through the fence, you're good to go.
Here we go.
That gets back into not just big pharma, not just health insurance companies. It has to do with chemical policies. It has to do with environmental policies. It has to do with food policies. It has to do with drug policies.
True.
Yes, it's true.
True.
Right on target.
Right on target, only.
Ding, 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 ding,
what's
ding,
the answer? The answer is give me all your money, everybody be happy.
Yeah. I'll make care of it.
That's right. And like Bernie says, hey, we're going to have a meat tax. We're going to have a food tax. We're going to have a sky tax, a global warming tax, a green, solar tax. That's the answer is we'll just tax you right into nothing. And so you don't have control over anything except get back to work, shut up your mouth.
Yeah, but they'll issue you what you need.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. They'll give you the cheese.
If you make it to the perimeter, you get your pills.
You'll get your cheese at the moment.
That's right. Oh, and something.
But then we are going to move it down the road. But
and you're
going
to be able, you're going to be able to run fast because you're going to be really hungry.
Really hungry.
Really hungry.
Yes, it's the Venezuelan model.
Yeah. This is the democratic socialism Venezuela style.
Yeah.
We should have the dating game music playing.
So, do you want food or do you want toilet paper or water or
behind terrible.
What, yeah.
Let's be Venezuela.
What door would you
so
like
what are
to
these
pick?
Guys saying? They're promising everything via the government to solve it. How's that been working out so far?
Not so well.
Okay, let's go.
Senator Bennett, Quinn Williamson. Yes, what Donald Trump has done to these children, and it's not just in Colorado, Governor, you're right, it is kidnapping, and it's extremely important for us to realize that. If you forcibly take a child from their parents' arms, you're kidnapping them.
What?
Yeah, that's true. If you forcibly take a kid from a parent's arms for no other reason than you're the government and you can do it, that's true, or you're a criminal. Okay, but wait a minute. If you go out and rob a bank and you have three kids at home, are they going to take your kids from you?
No, that would be kidnapping.
That's kidnapping too, right? Because
what
let's
if
just
it was
blanket
the...
statement everything because there are no discrepancies. There are
am
no...
I an illegal in this situation?
Well, you could be an alien.
Oh,
you could be a citizen.
You could be Mork from Mork. Who knows?
I'm just
Mork and Lindy.
Hey. Yeah. No.
If you remove a child from a pedophilia situation, is that kidnapping?
Yes, you rotten bastard.
If you're using a child as a drug runner, is that kidnapping to remove the child?
Yeah, from see, so yeah. But wait a minute. They separated them from at the border because they came over the border. Half the kids don't belong to the parents that they say they're the parents of.
Exactly.
And they put them in a nice place where they
actually,
got ping pong.
More like 80%.
But,
It
wasn't her kid to begin with, but that's okay that she kidnapped the kid to begin with to bring across the border.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take the child to figure out who their parents are and return the child to the rightful parents, we're kidnapping.
Oh.
Satan worshiper.
Yeah. And with that, we...
Evil is good.
Yeah. We have to go to a break, and we do have a caller on the line. So with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready. I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at six. I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with a tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. We find a little spot on the edge of town. Twist on, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that's Fireball whiskey whispers. Temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright. Saturday night, and that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Have you been involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning.
Seven and one of those number nines.
Then I want $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station.
Radio. Luke Combs there. Good stuff. Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. Art, if you want to, call back in. We will get you on the air. Sorry we had to go to break.
We were too busy talking. Sorry. So with that said, let's continue down our road of excellent democratic logic so that we understand and can do groupthink. Hold on.
And if you take a lot of children and you put them in a detainment center, thus inflicting chronic trauma upon them, that's called child abuse. This is
only if your name is Trump or you're a Republican.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's not that. It's not child trauma or abuse if your name is Barack Obama or Joe Biden, because that was their administration. But see, first you have to be able to remember who that was, because if you're Joe Biden, you can't remember who your boss was, Barack Obama. Because, you know, that's how it works. So it's really a selective truth here of depending on who is doing it, as whether it's bad or not. So it's really crazy to say that, as soon as the election happened, then all of a sudden it became bad. Before, it was just policy.
He was doing it for the best of the children.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a stellar guy. What a model citizen.
At the end of the day,
what a maroon.
Congress has refused to alter immigration.
What a gullible.
So it's exactly the way that it was prior to Donald Trump, because they refused to alter immigration. And they have a problem with the way that the immigration works, even though the system that they have a problem with existed prior to Donald Trump, but they won't do anything to change it because Trump wants to change it.
Orange man bad.
Orange man bad.
Must have cookie.
Man bad.
Yeah, man bad.
Bad man.
Cookie.
The heat must be getting to you. You just don't understand how this is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Apparently I am confused.
You are confused. Okay, hold on.
Collective child abuse. And when this is crime, both of those things are a crime. And if your government does it, that doesn't make it less of a crime. These are state-sponsored crimes.
By who? Okay, if they're crimes when one guy does it, how come they're not crimes when the other guy does it?
Racist.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. He was half white.
Yeah. You're racist.
Yeah, racist. Okay.
What President Trump has done is not only attack these children, not only demonize these immigrants, he is attacking a basic principle of America's moral core. We open our hearts to the stranger. This is
Okay. Okay. I agree with her. It's true. I open my heart to strangers all the time. But if they break into my house, I kill them.
It depends
them.
On how I meet the stranger and the circumstances to do with the stranger.
That's right. If a stranger breaks into your house and starts eating your food, welcome, buddy.
If you're a criminal before you come into the country, no.
So, I kind of like the Monroe Doctrine of stay out of everybody else's business.
Well, there you go. But it's a choice. See, that's the whole point, is that you have the choice whether you want to welcome them or not. It's not that they just come in because they feel like it, because the fact that you've worked and, slaved and bought the house and paid for it and put all the stuff there and saved and scrimped.
They won't do anything to jeopardize that. Come on.
Give all your money to the... Yeah. To,
you just don't like them because they're brown.
How many strangers does
she... Are they brown?
So I've heard.
How many strangers does she take home?
Well, that's the... See, so... Is that American... Is it American to be charitable to the poor? Is it American to be help everybody that you can? But that's voluntary. It's like saying that if I don't give to the government, then I don't care. Wait a minute. Hold on. Charity is when I give voluntarily.
To whom?
To whoever.
I want.
If I'm forced at the point of a gun to give stuff, that's not charity any longer. That's extortion.
Taxes.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yes.
That's why the power to tax is the power to destroy. We threw all the tea in the harbor, didn't have an income tax.
They are involuntary.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're voluntary at the point of a gun. If you don't volunteer, we'll put you in jail.
Exactly.
See, so a half-truth again... A half-truth again to deceive and decept the mush-minded people who listen and believe anything, because they're like computers. If you put a bunch of stupid programs and games on them, that's all you know, is stupid programs and games, as opposed to practical solutions and things in the day-to-day living that are actually helpful.
Garbage in, Garbage out.
Ding, 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 ding. Give that woman a prize. So let's go.
Crap in, crap out.
Important. And it's also important for all of us to remember, and I have great respect for everyone who is on this stage, but we're going to talk about what to do about health care. Well, where have you been, guys? Because
they passed a bill. What do you mean, where have they been? They've been all over this crap. We're trying to unwind it because it's out of control.
It didn't work.
No.
They lied to get it passed.
And everybody tried to tell them it wouldn't work.
Yeah, how's that out there? How's that health insurance working out there for you, where you have a $10,000 deductible and you're paying $1,000 a month and you make too much money and you have to recapture your premium tax credit? So if
and
I'm
then in, you get hammered with taxes at the end.
Yeah, just have to recapture like 12 or 13. I've had a guy put $20,000 later because he made a little too much money because he actually had incentive, went out there and tried to make some more money because he thought that would help his family, and now he owes the government, out of $30,000 he made, he owes him $20,000.
Yeah, because he misjudged how much income he was going to make.
Well,
what a bad guy.
They let him keep 10, the greedy.
Yeah.
Gee.
He only had to work nights and weekends to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Greed.
I know. Greedy.
You know, he already had something, and he took a job away from somebody else to get himself more.
That greedy, racist, conservative person. Christian.
Terrible.
S.O.
Terrible.
Okay, so here we go.
It's not just a matter of a plan, and I haven't heard anybody on this stage who has talked about American foreign policy in Latin America and how we might have in the last few decades contributed to something big more.
Senator Gillibrand.
All of these issues are extremely important, but they are specifics. They are symptoms. And the underlying cause has to do with
deep realms of race. Because I want to address something, because I've heard this argument before that America's responsible for the issues of Latin America and Central America, and we owe them a debt to take them in. The problems are the countries where American foreign policy failed to stop communism because of the Democratic Congress that pulled the funding when we were attempting to stop communism and the rise of communism.
Well, okay, and if you look at that, I mean, because they sold them a bill of goods. Don't worry, we'll take care of you, your health care, give us all your guns, because that we want to save the children, and health care, and then government, and then this guy named Maduro, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got all your best interests in mind. That's why he's a leader of men, and he's going to be great, because if you give him all your money, then you will be taken care of.
Yeah. The mess in Latin America is not from an engagement of American foreign policy. It's from a lack of engagement of American foreign policy.
Well, if everybody was free and they had a government that was limited and they actually had to work for a living instead of trying to depend on the government for their sustenance, then what happens is an economic explosion that you can't even try to hide in the annals of history. Look at how did America become the greatest country on the earth? Because they let us keep our own money, and the government had enumerated powers only that were limited so that they wouldn't step on and take over the population and get them under control. I mean, they knew from the Greek model, from the Roman model, that government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. If you let it get out of control, what is a fiery servant? It's like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Yeah. And what kind of government are we talking about? A republic or democratic or democracy?
A Democrat.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that would make any difference, folks.
Even
I guess
they're two completely
different things. Imagine that. And we're at the top of the hour, I think. And she's going to cut us off, so stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
TownHall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. 7 dead, more than 20 injured, one critical in the latest mass shooting yesterday in Odessa and Midland, Texas. This is President Trump today on his return to the White House from Camp David.
Another very sick person, so I just want to thank everybody involved. And always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. But it was certainly bad. Very, very sad situation.
Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk says authorities still have no definitive answers as to a motive in the shooting. The gunman was killed by police. An already dangerous Hurricane Dorian intensified this morning as it closed in on the northern Bahamas, threatening to batter islands with Category 5 strength winds, pounding waves, and torrential rains. People are hunkered down in schools, churches, and other shelters as the storm begins to roll in. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas are keeping a wary eye on Dorian, although there are indications it will veer sharply northeastward after passing the Bahamas. That would take it up the U.S. Southeast coastline, but not necessarily ever ashore. The next Democratic primary presidential debate will be held on one night instead of two.
Over the summer, each round of Democratic debates was spread over two nights to accommodate 20 candidates. But only 10 White House hopefuls have qualified for the next debate in Houston, which means all of them will be on the stage together on one night, including all of the frontrunners. And it sets up the first face-to-face meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's been gaining in the polls. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Thousands of New York parents are scrambling to get their kids shots or get them out of school. That's because state lawmakers recently revoked a religious exemption for mandatory school vaccinations. They did it in June amidst the nation's worst measles outbreak since 1992. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
A survey says that alerts for new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are just turning them off.
The 2019 J.D. Power Tech Experience Study also found that frustrated drivers may avoid the systems in future vehicle purchases. J.D. Power says the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alerts as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in some brands. Of drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% sometimes disable the systems. Jeremy House reporting.
Cape Cod businesses dealing with a challenging summer that's included heightened shark fears, freak tornadoes, and new taxes. The local Chamber of Commerce says lodging and beach visits are down. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Dr. Charles Schneiderman returns this weekend. He's got an update on the risk of e-cigarettes.
There are now hundreds of reports of severe lung inflammation following use of e-cigarettes or so-called vaping. At least one death associated with vaping. It's not clear whether all these involve cartridges not supplied by the manufacturer. Public health officials are urging everyone not to vape. Charles Schneiderman, Washington.
Today is Sunday, September the 1st, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including attorney and law professor Alan Dershowitz, who is 81 years old today. Comedian and actress Lily Tomlin turns 80. Actor Don Stroud has 76 candles on his cake. Conductor Leonard Slatkin is 75. Singer Barry Gibb is marking number 73. Talk show host Dr. Phil is 69 years old today. Singer Gloria Estefan, 62. Former White House Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers, 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Empty now.
say that fast, YOLO, three times. YOLO. Wow.
Just turned to stone.
Turned to stone, yeah. I mean, good grief. You know, and this next part, they're going to talk about racism. And racism is what they want. They want to keep dividing the races. The racism is being promoted by these guys because they got to keep everybody divided, and they need to keep everybody who's of color of some sort voting Democrat, whether they're brown, black, purple, or green, or whatever.
The only ticket they have to go on is racism.
And that's it. And let me give you a couple of news headlines. Black church sign in Birmingham, Alabama. A black vote for Trump is mental illness. A white vote for Trump is pure racism.
What?
How the heck do you reconcile that with frickin' common sense and reality? You don't. They don't care about common sense and reality. Some of these people that buy into this crap, it's just, that's unbelievable. Here's another one. This is Seattle. Can't clean human feces off sidewalks because Democrat councilman says hoses are racist. The hoses are racist now. I mean,
how is a hose racist? Just out of sheer dumbfounded curiosity.
You know, I didn't even look at the article. Maybe I should open it up and see what it says. But it's like, what? It's, this had a room of feces with hoses. Okay, yeah.
And these people are making laws and stuff?
Yeah. He says, who claims pressure washers are racist.
What?
Okay.
That's what he's saying. Claims they're racist. He says they bring back images of hoses being used against civil rights activists.
Holy.
Boy, that's not a stretch, is it? That pressure washer. The idea that these objects are responsible. It's like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Wow.
Right away coming out saying, oh, we've got a gun control about the, cause this Texas shooter tragedy. It's like, really? So which gun laws are you going to pass that are going to stop it? Let's take guns out of the community for everybody, except the only ones that'll have them will be criminals. And the government.
Sure.
And the first.
That will solve the problem.
The first step of taking over a country is disarming the people. And they wouldn't do that, would they? Because there's no track record of government ever taking over the people or the population.
Every single one.
Through disarming them first before they implement.
Nothing like that has ever happened in history.
And there's no way there could ever be another Mao Zedong, Stalin, Hitler, Che Guevara, Castro, Maduro.
Of course there can be. Ask the Democrats. Trump's won.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't want guns to defend themselves against him.
No, because he's orange?
Yes. So Trump is evil, a Nazi, racist dictator, and because of that, you should disarm yourself.
You know, I want to hear something really funny.
Hmm.
Okay, Chelsea Handler? Yeah, okay, so she's an idiot, liberal idiot from L.A. Okay, so she's been calling Trump, he's a Nazi. Well, come to find out, her grandfather really is a Nazi.
Oops.
Not surprising.
You can't make this crap up. These people have got some kind of a gene missing. So they've burned a bearing. They've spun a crankshaft. There's something wrong with them because you can't a pressure washer is racist because it. What is it racist now? My hammer's racist because back in the day the white slave owner made somebody build a shack. The nail's racist because it was the hammer that hit the nail on the head. That rat racist.
Well, does your hammer have a wooden handle?
Yeah.
Well, that means... Yeah.
Yeah. Racist.
That's racist, too.
What
if it has a plastic handle that's blue and orange after I paint it? I have to think about that one.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because...
I don't know.
It's related to the other hammer... Because through
they made little hammers.
Through association.
No. Through what do they call it when the fish came out of the sea and morphed into men?
Evolution?
Evolution! It evolved into another hammer. And pretty soon it's going to sprout wings and
but now it's an enlightened hammer.
Yeah.
Get it.
It's going to turn into a drone, and then a drone is going to be racist because the drone evolved out of the hammer that crawled out of the sea. Somewhere in the line, there was a pressure washer, And you white SOBs are responsible.
Yeah, that is the dumbest thing I've probably heard this week.
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Evoke memories among who?
Democratic politicians.
Who living in Seattle is triggered and traumatized because they remember the civil rights movements when they got hit with a fire hose?
They're washing crap off the sidewalk
60 years ago.
So what are you saying, that the civil rights guys were crap on the sidewalk?
You won civil rights 60 years ago. Quit trying so hard to give it back.
Oh, and let's have reparations, because that's gonna heal.
I can go there.
Let's
find me a slave owner and a slave, and we'll make sure that the slave owner compensates the slave.
And I guess the fact that the first slave
me owner, and the government.
Well, I guess the fact that the first slave exemption. The first slave owner in America was black. By the way, did you know that?
Yes.
I know.
They sold their own people first?
Well, the first in America, yeah.
I'm saying they sold themselves.
So you're not
their
really
own race
black.
Sold
so
them,
you
yeah.
need to pay reparations to the guy who's really black, because you're not really black enough. So does that mean that Obama owes reparations because he's half white?
To himself.
So he's going to pull he's going to have two wallets. You know, one is your wallet that he's going to pretend is his wallet. He's going to take it out of your wallet and put it into his wallet, into the white wallet, into the black wallet. And then he's going to get a pressure washer and pressure wash the sidewalk.
But he can't do that.
Yes.
But first he's got to go buy a hammer.
And only one wallet will have ID, because asking the other half to carry ID is racist.
Yeah, because
profiling. You're profiling if you have two wallets.
Oh. And you know something? I think the game of pool is racist too, because you notice that you hit a white ball into a black ball to win the game.
Or you lose if you hit it before the end of the game.
It's called, yeah, you score. Or if the white ball goes in and
you
scratched when you hit the black ball.
Yeah.
That means you paid reparations and went belly up.
You know what? I'm kind of tracking where you're going, because you actually dodge all the other color balls, or you have to get the other color balls out of the way to finally finish the black ball. And when you hit the ball, you're applying English to the white ball.
Oh, well, you could. You could. You could.
Why are the brown balls of no consequence?
There
is none.
Yeah. Are you saying that we have no brown balls?
They didn't make it over the border.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, there's no brown balls. And the red ones are when you're playing snooker.
Oh.
So.
Snooker.
Yeah.
That's probably racist, too. Okay, so.
Yeah, because it's red balls.
Okay, we got to play a little bit here, and then we'll go to break. Hold on. Here's our brain trust, Marianne Williamson, on racism.
So injustice, both in our criminal justice system and in our economic system. And the Democratic Party should be on the side of reparations for slavery for this very reason. I do not believe that the average American is a racist, but the average American is woefully undereducated about the history of race in the United
States. What? So we're woefully undereducated if we don't want to hand our money over to somebody who never was a slave, because the government is going to redistribute our wealth to them and tell us that we're racist so we can be divided from them, so we won't vote for anybody who's promoting freedom, but complete government control over everything is, if you don't do that, you're a racist.
I just want to know which part of racism I'm woefully undereducated about.
Yeah, I know. Well, that doesn't matter. Come on. Come on. Roll with this thing. You know, come on. What's up? You think you have to know something? Facts over truth? What? Or truth? Is it truth over facts or facts over truth? I'm not sure which it is.
How about if I floated this idea? How about the descendants of slaves have to pay back the former slave owners, because when they were set free, that represented a regulatory taking by the government, and the slave owners should be compensated for the funds that they were out with the loss of their property?
That's a floater, all right. Okay.
Wrong answer.
I think we have to go to a break.
Yeah,
it's the exact same argument from the other side.
Well, but get out your pressure washer, because that's what you need in order to make that fly.
I just want to know, is she related to AOC? Or are they sisters or something?
I think AOC has COD, you know.
I'm just saying, are there some relationship going there?
It's the AOC and the COD. Okay, so is the Confederacy of Dunces. And so they got together.
As ADD.
They have ADD, and which the with the HPP.
You just call it the squad.
The squad?
It's the squad.
It's the squad.
It's the Jihad Mod Odd Squad.
The Jihad Squad.
All right. And with that, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our concern.
Keith. Yeah, I had a pretty good morning setting up the music. It was fun.
Yeah? Having a good time, was you?
Yeah, I was, actually. I even listened to some Avril Lavigne that I thought was really pretty good. I almost put it on.
There's some decent stuff out there.
Yeah, I might, maybe next week. So let's get back to our little Marianne Williamson and her racist. You know, it cracks me up. The racist thing is like, why don't would they ever talk to, you know, David Harris Jr.? Why don't they ever talk to Candace Owen? Why don't they ever talk to, you know, Ben Carson? Why don't they ever talk to, any of the Terrence Price? Any of these guys that are coming out of the woodwork that are saying, hey, they think we're stupid.
They're just Uncle Toms.
Yeah, that's right. They're just Uncle Toms. And Candace Owens flat out says they just think we're stupid so that that we'll keep voting Democrat, even though it's completely against our own.
Absolutely, 100% against your own interest because they have a vested interest in keeping you imprisoned, poor, and getting killed.
Yeah.
So they tell you that they can fix it. Because if it actually got fixed, you wouldn't need them anymore. You
wouldn't need them. Yeah. And then we also got to keep everybody divided because, you don't want to jump over there on the bandwagon with those freedom-loving guys. And, you know, you got to make sure that the founding fathers are discredited because if you discredit the founding fathers as slave owners and racists and all this stuff, then the document itself has to be flawed. That freed everybody for all time, first time in history, a government was actually made up for the people's benefit as opposed to the guys who were at the top's benefit. But we need to get rid of that because they had slaves.
Yes.
It's insane. It's absolute stupidity.
We need to take the power away from the people and hand it to the people at the top because the people at the top are screwing us.
That's right. And we want to make sure that the corrupt corporate interest is controlling our government too, because that would be what would be in our best interest as well, I think. Maybe I'll need it here. Maybe Marianne's got the answer. Hold on.
Ms. Williamson, hold one moment.
Just trust us on this.
That somebody has a younger body doesn't mean you don't have old ideas.
No, we're new ideas.
John Kennedy did not say, I have a plan to get a man to the moon, and so we're going to do it, and I think we can all work together, and maybe we can get a man on the moon. And John Kennedy said, by the end of this decade, we are going to put a man on the moon. Because John Kennedy was back in the day when politics included the people, and included imagination, and included great dreams, and included great plans.
True.
And then they shot him.
And then they shot him, and then we started down the Democratic policy road ever since.
Because they wouldn't conform.
Well, there was a couple things there. That, who knows? But the fact that he was trying to create his own money backed by silver could have been it, too,
yeah,
like 6 months
that's
before.
That's what I mean.
Disband our intelligence apparatus that we're having such an issue with now.
Yeah.
So he didn't go along with them all.
I guess
election.
The fact that he said something about there was a planned concerted effort by a powerful group to pretty much take over the country. Nah, never mind.
That wouldn't happen.
He didn't say that there was something coming.
Okay, so let's see. She's got the answers, all of them.
And I have had a career not making the political plans, but I have had a career harnessing the inspiration and the motivation and the excitement of people.
Thank you.
She has, but let's talk to Art.
Yes, let's talk to Art. Good morning, Art. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, hi, guys. I had to jump off. I got back on you. I had this thought briefly. I want to divulge off the subject of the lunatic that's taken over the Democratic Party.
Which one?
There's a whole bunch of them.
the whole line of them. No, this is a little more serious. This occurred to me recently. 6 weeks ago, no one ever heard the name Megan Daly. No one ever heard of her. Didn't know who she was, where she was, what she did. Patrick Jones, I thought, was a shoe-in. I certainly had cast my vote for him. But a couple $100,000 and a media blitz campaign that he couldn't match got her elected.
Yep.
That really surprised me. I was really stunned that it would be that overpowering. I think it's a damn shame, really. Patrick had some good ideas, and I don't know what hers are, but that just shows you, brother, that if you got the cash and you got people behind you willing to spend it, you can do damn near anything when it comes to election time.
Well, that's an unfortunate reality that we have to deal with. The fact is that she bought the election with outside money. It wasn't local money that bought the election. It was outside Chevron and other states and big companies, big pharma. Take your pick.
Any quick ideas on why they would back her to that degree as opposed to Patrick?
Because she's a part of the Republican machine. She's a part of the establishment. She's a part of the guys down in Sacramento that just keep swinging and reaching across the aisle, and nothing ever gets done because they won't stand up and use their bully pulpit to inform the people and do what's right, or at least try to get some legislation introduced or something for the people of the North State.
Fight with her. They don't have to fight with her down there.
She's going
to
be down there. It's going to be business as usual, and everything's fine.
It's just the second family stamp.
Yeah.
I never heard her position on a number of issues, especially gun rights, so that bothers me.
Well, they parrot everything they want you to hear, too. You know, I mean, Patrick's, when you listen to him, you can tell he's got passion about what he's talking about.
Yeah.
They don't.
You can.
They don't. I'm a farmer. I love my kids. And that's all you got out of Dolly.
But she wasn't out there either, you know, speaking like Patrick was.
She didn't have to.
No,
she was on television. She was on television all day long, on the internet where I go a lot. Her same ad rolled up every few minutes. The flyers. I brought this up a couple of weeks ago when I talked to you guys. I said I was being media blitzed by their campaign and the money they were spending. She never had to appear to say a hell of a lot of anything. And if you can't elect a guy like Patrick Jones up here in Northern California, then who's left? How are you ever going to get the kind of representation that a lot of North State people want?
You have to drastically alter the way that you go after campaigns. Because
it's
at the end
depressing.
Of the day, it's not the money that wins the campaign. It's the name recognition that is purchased with the campaign. So you have two choices. You can either get the money somewhere, which you sell your soul, or you find another way to get your name out there, of which there are methods.
And to educate the people.
Well,
about Republicans and what's going on with the parties and stuff. I'm just saying that, you know,
people.
In the
days of instant gratification, quick society, the days of the old rally and the bully pulpit are done. They're dead. You have 7 seconds to grab someone's attention, either through social media or another media means, or you lose them. And you have to repeatedly grab it, and you need to be the last person to grab their attention. That's how the game works now. And if we refuse to play the game to win, we're not going to.
Well, I think it's a damn shame that we lost Patrick, because he certainly backed the issues that I'm interested in, but I guess I'm just a voice out here in the wilderness.
Well,
we agree with you. Keep yelling
because we're out there too. We're trying to make a difference here by informing people, you know. And I know that a lot of times we're speaking to the choir, but at the same time we just keep pounding the drum, and more people are waking up. Because it's oppression that wakes people up, and the more oppressive that California gets, the more people wake up, because it starts hitting you. It starts hitting your pocketbook, and that's the other side of the coin. And then the more people that start getting involved, the younger blood that comes in, they start realizing that they've been fed a bowl of lies, you know, then we might get some people that can actually be tech-savvy enough to help with that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a shame that it ended up the way it did. I just wanted to say that. Nobody ever heard of this lady a month and a half ago. She ends up winning all these votes. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, we agree with you on that one. We agree.
Okay. I'll get off.
Thanks for the call, Art.
We appreciate you calling back. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So.
She's on the phone.
Okay, so let's
get masses of people, when we know that when we say we are going to turn from a dirty economy to a clean economy, we're going to have a green.
What's
a dirty economy? I was going
to
ask that
compared
question.
Compared to what?
Yeah.
We have the cleanest economy in the world.
Well, clean.
Are we talking about Seattle and pressure washing? Or
yeah,
are we
clean economy. What does that mean? Hand all your money with carbon credits over to the government so we can take care of you again? See, they never define their high-minded, flowery language into something that is actually real and happening on the ground. You know, it's all about this unicorn and sunshine and lollipop crap. That never gets anything done except more taxes and less control by the people over their own financial affairs.
Well, the last major environmental disaster we had was the EPA poisoning a river in Colorado.
Well, that's the government. That doesn't count.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that case,
No, that was the government.
Okay, let's play a little bit more, and then we'll get to Lori. Hold on just a second.
We're going to create millions of jobs. We're going to do this within the next 12 years because I'm not interested in just winning the next election. We are interested in our grandchildren.
All right, we got to...
Me too. But not with those guys at the helm.
That's why I'm so scared, because I am thinking of my grandchildren with everything that's going on. We have to go to a break. Please hold on, Lori, and we will get you to the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship, babe.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
State. Your talk radio at 96.5 and 1460 AM. Wow. Okay, Lori, are you there?
Good morning, Lori.
What you got?
Good morning, everybody. What's up? You're up.
I love this ideal commentary that you're doing here at the Marianne Williamson, just to kind of clarify and give your comments. Bravo.
Thank you.
This is how they do it. It's called half-truthing. They'll
yep.
start out with something to get us all, you know, psyched and happy and eager, and it's a bait. And then they go right back to their old crap.
Yep, as they've been doing for a long, long time, you know, this whole gaslighting affair of, you know, telling you one thing while it's actually another, and pretty soon you're so wound up and screwed up, you don't know which one ends up.
Well, here's the deal with this Miss Marianne Williamson. Is anyone noticing her very pressured speech? It's like Hillary Light. Really, she's just like barking and screaming through this whole thing, it seems like, from what I've been listening to. My comment is this climate change was dropped as the Democratic debate topic,
yep.
so we have to look at the deflection, avoiding. Meanwhile, they'll toss out any other Frisbee or sparkly glitter, and then we're supposed to pretend that we're missing stuff. So the climate change topic did get dropped, and I'd like to share with people as a courtesy announcement. Next weekend, Dane will be at the Gem Fair with the geoengineering booth and a free screening of Hacking the Planet. It's about a 45-minute documentary. There'll be chairs. It's indoor. It's free. If you want to get more information, please show up, because again, the climate is, they never really address climate engineering. And so that's the invitation. It's next weekend, Friday, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Saturday, Dane will be there from 1 to 6, and the screening starts at 1 p.m. And then Sunday, the final day, September 8th, from 10 to 5 p.m. I have to share one thing in closing. In his radio show yesterday was released, the Global Alert News, his director-producer was found dead, they think, of a heart attack. And this is coincidentally after his hard drive of all the film footage and so forth for his upcoming new documentary cannot be found. So there's a whole thing with the FedEx deliveries. It's very suspicious in my book. And then, of course, we just had our local fire here where Dane lives, the mountain fire. So, again, if you want to talk to Dane, mark it in your calendar and come say hi to him or ask him some questions.
All right.
All right. Hey,
thanks,
we appreciate
for letting us
the
know
call.
That. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for taking
thanks,
my
Lauren.
Call, you guys.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You have a good day.
Yeah, I was just looking at something, too, that just they just came out with the government is finally admitting that climate change has nothing to do with greenhouse gases. Now, whether you agree with that or not, I'm trying to find the article. But, you know, they've actually come out and admitted that it's due to the rotation of the moon, the stars, and everything else. So, you know, the fact that, you know, whatever is causing it has nothing to do with the carbon and all that stuff. You know, and the Green Deal has everything to do with taking all your money and putting it into the government coffers is the real facts. You know, and they don't really care if the climate is changing or not, as much as they care that your wallet is getting drained into their climate change coffers. And that's the real deal that you need to take away from these guys, because they're not operating in our best interest at all. You know, they are operating in their best interest, and that seems to be what government does the best. That's
yep.
why the government that governs least governs best. And so we encourage everybody to get more informed on the issue, but don't get your information from a Democrat who's running for office, because guess what? It's not really about climate change. It's about economic change.
Power.
Yeah, exactly. Money and power. So let's go on here with Marianne and see what more she has to talk about, because I think that comes up.
We're going to sneak in a break and a... I'm going to go down the line here, and I'm asking you, please, for one or two words only. All right? Please.
Really?
President Obama in his first year wanted to address both health care and climate. And he could only get one signature issue accomplished. It was, obviously, health care. He didn't get to do climate change. You may only get one shot, and your first issue that you're going to push, you get one shot. That it may be the only thing you get passed. What is that first issue for your presidency?
My first call is to Prime Minister of New Zealand, who said that her goal is to make New Zealand the place where it's the best place in the world for a child to grow up. And I will tell her, girlfriend, you are so on, because the United States of America is going to be the best place in the world for a child to grow up.
And this is what this question is, which is you're likely going to have to reset a relationship between America and another country or entity if you become president because of perhaps because of some relationship that you just mentioned about President Trump. What is the first relationship you like to reset as president? Go down the line, and I'll start with Ms. Williamson.
Well, one of my first phone calls would be to call the European leaders and say, we're back, because I totally understand how important it is that the United States be part of the Western Alliance.
I'm trying to get one or two words here.
45 seconds for your closing statement.
I'm sorry we haven't talked more tonight about how we're going to beat Donald Trump. I have an idea about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to be beaten just by insider politics talk. He's not going to be beaten just by somebody who has plans. He's going to be beaten by somebody who has an idea what this man has done. This man has reached into the psyche of the American people, and he has harnessed fear for political...
Okay, let's stop right there, because that's complete hooey. What, Donald Trump didn't reach into the psyche of fear of what? Fear of the government out of control? You know, fear of the government taking over every aspect of our life.
Telling the truth.
Telling, what he's done is resurged hope. He's gave hope to the people to solve the problem a little bit. So it's not about him fear-mongering as much as it's about him telling the truth. Exposing the fake news for what it is. Exposing the Democratic Party for what it is. Exposing the politicians for who they really are. That's all that's taking place here. Everybody knew what was going on. It's just that everybody's watching the TV and getting gaslighted on the real information. So
nobody else wanted to stand up and say anything.
Well,
they were a little afraid.
Everybody
probably
was afraid to say something. Yeah. But let's see what her answer to the fear mongering is.
Political purposes. So, Mr. President, if you're listening, I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out. So I have a feeling you know what you're doing. I'm going to harness love for political purposes. I will meet you on that field, and sir, love will win.
What?
Okay. Wow.
Love is a many splendored thing.
Love of what?
Herself.
I mean, if you don't think that woman is a dingbat now, I mean, she should be renamed Edith. You know, and if anybody knows, can't remember, that's a reference to the Archie Bunker,
yeah.
Stifle it, Edith. You know, because the real deal is, you're going to harness love? Love of what? Love of clean air, clean water, unicorns, lollipops, sunshine, no racial division, America, you know, having the best standard of living on earth. Wow, I thought that's what we had harnessed before we got the Democratic Party in power. Maybe she's got a little bit of truth there.
Well, love is an emotion, and emotion does not need fact to qualify it.
Yeah, we want truth over facts. Or was it facts over truth? I can never remember.
Emotion.
Emotion over truth?
And logic.
Well, did you? It's like that one interview that David Harris did to the gal that says that we don't want facts. Emotions are real.
Afraid of the brand new world that operates on emotion instead of logic, because facts are painful and they're harmful and they hurt people. And if we just present the right emotions, who needs logic?
Yeah.
Or facts or truth, because it's not about what's true.
I just need
it's about how I feel about the truth.
I need a safe space to suck my thumb.
Because
the real deal is that if you don't deal with facts and truth, your reality is going to suck at some point. Kind of like, the pressure washers and the hammers.
And this is why you're radical and racist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's that simple.
What if I told everybody that I was half black?
Well, then you're half Uncle Tom and half racist.
So what if I was, like, half black... And half white, or no, wait a minute, a third black, a third white, and a third Latino, what would I be then?
Racist.
Oh, I thought I would be some kind of cookie.
Racist.
No.
Well, you could be a cookie.
You have white blood.
Inside racist. Out Oreo.
Kind of like a macadamia white chocolate.
I guess it depends on what color is your skin on the outside. Then it makes a difference exactly what you can be classified as.
Cookies are real about being those things.
Hungry? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe white, macadamian chocolate.
Are you angry at the white part of you? Are you guilty in the white part of you?
I'm so ashamed.
Are you sorry, the there white part of you?
Right.
Are you sorry about the white
you
part of you?
You are now on the road to recovery.
I'm so ashamed. I feel so bad about myself. Who can I have?
Good, good.
Who can I give my money to make me feel better?
The government.
To what's her name? She'll help you out.
Marianne.
Marianne. With love.
Yeah.
She will love you with your money.
She'll squeeze you
and rub my fur the wrong way.
Yeah, and everything.
So she'll
no
love me
problemo.
As long as I give her all my money, I have been redeemed under the gods of the universe.
And with that, we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Sovereign Radio, feeling strong now. Yeah, a little Rocky.
Is this where we go? America!
Is that her? Hey, Rocky, you watched me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
America!
Again? Let's not please. Presto. Yeah, sorry.
Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel. Keel Wilson's Quiddle.
Ah, fearless leader.
Never mind. Kids get a kick out of that stuff. Okay, so I've got a... Shut up.
They don't
Shut up.
Know.
Shut up. Okay,
I don't know the good things.
Okay, so IG report. I got this exclusive from Gateway Pundit. Report on Comey provides evidence Barack Obama was involved with the deep state obstruction trap on President-elect Trump. So
no.
now they know for sure because they know that Obama was involved from at least as early as 2017 in January. The IG report released a few days ago provides the evidence of this, that there was a counterintelligence investigation going on with the FISA information and so forth, and a counterintelligence investigation is something that the president does. So that, and this is a quote from Andrew McCartney saying that what I'm not saying is not that the president sits there and directs that there is a counterintelligence investigation. What I'm saying is, unlike criminal investigation, counterintelligence investigations are done specifically for the president. So we know from this IG report. Now, does that mean Comey's going to jail? Not according to what's happening with Barr. Does that mean it's over? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how this plays out.
Well,
if he doesn't,
I don't think they're going after him. I think they're kind of pulling and waiting the punch on the FISA.
Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I'll tell you, if nothing ever happens, we know we've got a two-tier justice system, and there is no rule of law anymore, which we're pretty sure of in California doesn't exist anymore. They don't follow the law anymore.
Well,
they do whatever they want.
With the IG report, you can make the argument that Comey acted inappropriately. You can say that, you know, he did certain things.
It was policy.
It was, you know, but he didn't actually violate the law,
well,
the letter
of
the law.
That's what they're saying, is they're saying that after this other comes out and they're going after bigger stuff, so they want to get something that sticks. In the meantime, they know that Comey's pretty much a piece of crap.
And I think once they dig into the FISA warrant, you will find the violations of the letter of the law.
Well,
they knowingly lied and deceived to a national security court in a time of war.
Is somebody going to get indicted or prosecuted? I guess we'll just have to
wait
and see. McCabe should be the first one on the list. So I guess stay tuned. We'll see what happens. But here's a little factoid or a truth. I'm not sure. Is the truth a factoid or a factoid a truth? But
Depends on how you feel about it.
I know. I'm getting emotional even now. Yeah. Even now. Non-citizens make up 7% of the U.S. population, but accounted for 64% of federal arrests in 2018.
Ah.
Yeah. Just a
surprise.
Just a quinky-dink that I guess the mainstream forgot to report, because they forget to report a lot of stuff, it seems like, and but they do report anything that has anything to do with racist gun control or getting rid of your rights, or that Orange Man bad.
Orange Man bad.
Orange Man is bad. But they seem to be lacking in the department of actually reporting things that matter as far as your rights and your responsibilities as an American citizen to ensure that the children and your grandchildren stay free. With that, what else have we got here? Nancy Pelosi going after guns. Comey attacks President Trump as a narcissist. I mean, this guy's got some coyotes the size of, trucks, you know, it's like, what a guy. Then we got another headline, Islamist killer paused to speak to fellow Muslims, gives him a high five during his stabbing spree in France. NOAA ruins assertions by unhinged Democrats that global warming has caused increase in hurricane activity. What else we got here? Corrupt involved decision, McCabe, washed up stars.
Yeah, they might be prosecuting him. Maybe they're moving along with that one anyway.
Well, we had the active shooters, and then I'll probably post this one on the will the 1619 Project report that the first black legal slave owner in America was black. I don't know. I'm going to put that on Facebook. What else have we got? Anything else? So we got about 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of more of the sit and wait and see. Really, a lot of it. There's a lot of things in progress. There's a lot of movement. But, again, the question is what will come of it? What will actually come out and what will be done about it? Because we have a lot that's been exposed. yet no one's in prison. No one's indicted that we know of. No one's under investigation. You know, are they just playing this really close to the vest, or...
Yeah, are they going to just round up a bunch all of a sudden, this boom, like a blanket?
I don't know.
You know, and pull a man?
I don't know. In the meantime, up in Idaho, the governor vows to fight court rulings regarding state to provide sex change surgery for a genetic male inmate who was a sex offender. Okay. I mean,
because you violate the laws of the land, you're going to demand that the law of the land secure your right to take somebody else's money to create a situation that you're more comfortable in, a place that you put yourself in by violating the law that you're demanding gives you justice.
Oh, come on. Give me some emotion, not truth or facts. I'm tired of the truth or facts.
Oh, yes, thing. How I feel about it.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't think you can say it on the air.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that on the air.
Well,
be careful.
In another headline, Maryland, Montgomery County officials refused to turn over illegal alien rapists to ICE, including two immigrants who raped an 11-year-old girl.
How about the fact that Kate Steinle's murderer just had his conviction overturned?
I just saw that, yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got, you know.
That is beyond.
You know, how do you reconcile that? The guy was multiple...
I can't say that on the air either.
Well, the guy was a multiple offender, you know, felonies, deported five, six, seven times, who knows. So it's, what do you do? You know, and that was on Friday, and a state appeals court overturned a conviction against the alien who shot and killed Kate Steinle in San Francisco.
And overturned it based on what grounds?
Yeah, let's see. Overturned the conviction.
Just because he felt like it?
Here's what it is. On Friday, the First District Court of Appeals in San Francisco overturned that conviction because the judge failed to instruct the jury on one of the Garcia Zarate's defenses. So he didn't tamper with the jury, so they're overturning their own conviction. And he remains in custody and is still facing federal gun charges. The world's gone officially mad.
It's insane. Totally insane.
Yeah.
Don't forget, no meeting tomorrow night. And remember, we are still going down to Sacramento on Friday, and we're having a rally to the Second Amendment.
Bring your holsters and your constitutions.
Don't forget, people.
I don't know. The world has officially gone nuts, and, you know, maybe common sense will prevail if it gets oppressive enough. I hope so.
Always open.
Well, keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It's not eloquence. It's force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week and be safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.